It's Marketplace Tech for October 28th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. It's been a lean year for initial public offerings in the tech world. This week we got a big one, though. It's called ZTO Express, a Chinese company that was the biggest IPO of the year, but also slumped about 10% after opening on the New York Stock Exchange yesterday. Bloomberg IPO reporter Alex Barinka joins me to talk about all of this. Alex, what's ZTO Express and how is it able to raise $1.4 billion?
So ZTO Express is actually the Chinese delivery service that delivers parcels for Alibaba.
Of course.
Exactly. About 75% of its volume comes from Alibaba, but it also works for JD and some of the other companies in China.
Okay.
And they actually chose to list in the U.S., which is interesting. It's been the biggest Chinese company to list in the U.S. since Alibaba went public. And it's also this year's biggest IPO for U.S.-listed companies.
Morgan Stanley investment banker Michael Grimes made this prediction this week that lots more companies are going to go public in the next year. Do you think that that is right?
Well, he is in a good spot to have this kind of knowledge. So Morgan Stanley, as we reported a couple weeks ago, is actually the lead left banker for Snapchat,
right,
which, according to our sources, is looking to aim to raise as much as $4 billion next year. So he would know of all of the people.
Right.
And the wheels are now turning for more of these listings going into next year.
How's all of this going to affect regular people like you and me?
You do have a group of people out there who looks at the IPO market and sees it as an indicator of general health of the equity markets because, you know, these stocks are seen as more risky. So if the demand is not there from investors on the buy side, if they don't want riskier equities, then that's kind of a sign of some maybe baked in uncertainty, whether it be economic or geopolitical. So now that it's coming back a little bit and investors are here to buy these deals, that is a better sign.
Alex Barinka, she reports on IPOs for Bloomberg. Alex, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thanks for having me.
We got news this week that chipmaking giant Qualcomm bought a Dutch semiconductor company called NXP. Why would one chip company gobble another, Pac-Man style? Well, Qualcomm mainly makes chips for devices that get updated a lot. Think phones. NXP makes chips that help cars communicate. Think, someday, self-driving trucks. We talked to NXP's Ian Galloway a few months back, who was giving a demonstration on how a car with an NXP chip might talk to a semi-truck with an NXP chip.
The truck is blocking our view, but it is also broadcasting what its forward-looking camera is seeing. So we're actually able to see around the corner in the blind spot that's created by the truck. It's showing on the dashboard of our car here what we can't see.
The acquisition deal was worth $39 billion. It comes as more and more tech companies are making their own chips, which might mean more consolidation and deals like this one. It's Silicon Tally time. Our guest today is Peter Kafka, senior editor at Recode and host of the Recode Media podcast. Peter, are you ready to play the game where we try to stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news?
I guess I better be ready.
You better be ready. All right. 6 seconds. Go ahead. What's your guess?
RIP Vine.
Yes.
Born 2012, dead sometime in the next month or so.
This is part of the 9% cut in Twitter's workforce that was announced in the earnings call this week. It's sad, right? I mean, were you a Viner?
No. I'm a grown man. Viners, I think, were generally in their teens and 20-somethings.
Do you think—I mean, I feel like Vine, was it too early?
Vine had its moment, and it didn't pick up. Twitter also let Vine live on its own. Vine was really a New York product.
Uh-huh.
In the end, I think because those guys are far apart, and it's easier for Twitter to ignore it.
Right.
So they don't have time to work on side projects anymore.
All right, what do you got for me?
317 million users.
It's got to be the latest monthly active users of Twitter. That seems about right.
You got it exactly right.
Yes. Enough of a growth?
It's growth. So Twitter, again, is at this point where any positive number is a good thing for it. Again, a fraction of where Facebook's at, and this is Twitter's big problem, is they've modeled themselves after Facebook. They're never going to be Facebook. They've got to figure that out. But at least this is growth.
800 people per hour. This is a weird one. This comes
from, you got me. You win.
This is actually the number of people per hour a new startup company says it will be able to send through high-speed body scanners powered by artificial intelligence, which would significantly speed up airport check-in time. So that's good news for everyone, right, if it's real.
I don't want to be part of a startup's thing where they send people through things at high speed. I would like that to be an established company.
You know, it is true that we move too slowly through airport check-in.
Yeah, that seems like that's going to be a human problem that we solve, not one with technology.
Ah, interesting. Okay. 70 years. Has to do with space.
How long it's going to take the first manned mission to Mars to get? No, that can't be it.
This is actually how many years it has been since humans were first able to see a view of the Earth from outer space. So on October 24th, 1946, a black and white image of a small area over the American Southwest was taken using a 35 millimeter motion picture camera, which was mounted on a V2 rocket. First Earth selfie.
And now Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos are competing to see which billionaire can colonize space first.
Do you think one of them is going to beat the other? What do you think?
I would bet on Jeff Bezos.
Less theater, more capital.
Also, Jeff Bezos has been in a Star Trek movie.
Elon Musk
has not. So
with a lot of makeup.
Yeah, to me that's meaningful. It shows some real expertise.
Peter Kafka, thanks for coming by and playing this silly game with me.
Thanks for having me. I like silly games.
And we've been asking for your techie Halloween costume plans, and we've got some great submissions from scary plants to Comic-Con cosplay. Today's your last chance. Send us photos and stories at facebook.com/marketplacetech or at marketplacetech on Twitter. Or you can call us 304-87-TECH-1. That's 304-87-TECH-1. I'll be looking to hear from you. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.